Donald Trump's lawyers are trying to block the release of a new book in which his former advisor, Steve Bannon, accuses the US president's son of treason and claims to offer other salacious details of life in the White House. The White House is describing the book as trash and a fantasy. North America correspondent Stephanie March reports.
This is Breitbart News Tonight on SiriusXM Patriot 125.
After a tumultuous news cycle on his own radio show, Stephen Bannon took a call from a concerned listener.
First of all, I think Trump made a huge mistake, Steve, bashing you like he did today on Twitter. That was devastating to me. I hope in the future you can forgive him for that when we come to 2020, because I'm sure he's going to need your help.
The President of the United States is a great man. You know, I support him day in and day out.
The outpouring of praise may have been prompted by Donald Trump's legal team threatening to take action against Mr. Bannon, who's been quoted in a new book accusing the president's son of treason. Speaking for the first time since excerpts of the explosive new book were released, Mr. Trump was asked if Mr. Bannon had betrayed him.
I don't know. He called me a great man last night, so, you know, he obviously changed his tune pretty quick. All right, thank you.
President Trump's lawyers are trying to block next week's release of the book titled Fire and Fury. It claims to reveal a White House in chaos and an inept president who never wanted to win office. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
There are numerous mistakes, but I'm not going to waste my time or the country's time going page by page talking about a book that's complete fantasy and just full of tabloid gossip, because it's sad, pathetic.
The author, Michael Wolff, claimed he conducted 200 interviews with White House insiders over 18 months. He's been accused in the past of imaginative recreating rather than actual reporting. Sarah Sanders again.
There are probably more than 30 requests for access to information from Michael Wolff that were repeatedly denied, including within that at least 24 requests of him asking to have an interview with the president, which he never did. He never discussed this book with the president. And to me, that would be the most important voice that you could have if you were looking to write a book about an individual, would be to have some time with him. He never did. He was repeatedly denied that, I think because we saw him for what he was, and there was no reason for us to waste the president of the United States time.
While the White House may have contained this latest scandal for now, it's upping the ante in the battle against leaks. Starting next week, staff and guests will be banned from using all personal electronic devices inside the West Wing. This is Stephanie March in Washington, reporting for AM.